Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother.
7:14. That song means it's time for us to hang out yet again this week in their regular spot, the Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. Thanks for coming back, you two.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
So now, do you both like surprises?
Oh, absolutely.
I think we do. Mm-hmm.
Do you? So it. So,
and they made me, so ha-ha.
Surprise.
And I was a bit of a surprise. Well, kind of. Not really. Five years.
I'm surprised that it took so long for you
to
join
5 years. I was worth the wait.
So, okay.
Absolutely.
So a surprise, in most cases, is probably a good thing in a marriage. So how do we know the difference between something surprising and something shocking?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Even for romantically impaired guys like me, I think one of the good things to do is be asking around and seeing what are some good ideas that a husband might be able to do for the wife. And I know this past weekend we were able to pull off a nice surprise for Cindy, and I gave her an overnight. I just said, pack a suitcase for just overnight, and we're just going to get away for the weekend. And totally surprised her. And she was, I think, very surprised by our time together. We had just a great, relaxing time, just the two of us. And it was very cool. I mean, it's not as cool as building a duck mansion, but it was really, we had a great time together.
Nice.
You don't know what you're missing, Joe. You should surprise her. Buy her some ducks.
Oh, Mom would hate that.
Oh, so there are some surprises you don't want, Cindy.
Well, yes.
But he knows better.
Yeah, he would know better than that. But I just think, there's things. Let's just take this example that Joe just gave. You know, he made a plan. We had a plan to get away for the weekend, stay overnight someplace, and that was something that I would enjoy and that I liked. We got away, did a little shopping. He doesn't particularly like shopping, but he came along and planned that with and for me, and he joined me. And we had way too much food, but it was all very good. So that's not a complaint, just the fact we ate way too much this weekend. But the idea, I think, is, in any marriage, I got to thinking over the weekend how, over the last couple of months, I just have been feeling maybe just sort of in the doldrums, kind of like everything's the same old all the time. And I think I look at it kind of like, whether you're married or not, I guess you could kind of get in this spot, but kind of like sterling silver jewelry or that silver-plated silverware that if you never use it and you just put it away, it starts to get tarnished. And if you don't take time to take care of it, it just gets kind of dull. But, if you use it every day, you're washing it, you're cleaning it, it's always staying polished and shiny, and you're not neglecting it, and you're not just letting it sit. So it always has that sparkle and that shine. And I think that can happen to our relationships. And, we have a couple of things in our life that have never changed, and one of them is we still have a child at home. Most of our friends are empty nesters. And so, I've been and we've been caring for someone for 36 years. And the other day I said to Joe, let's take a walk, but let's go somewhere different. There's more than one place to go. And so we've been trying to do that and just sort of spice up life, give a little sparkle to it. And I'll tell you what, it does a lot for your marriage when you have those little surprises. Sometimes it can be a little surprise, like maybe bringing your spouse home a cup of coffee that they really like, or something like this, which was actually, it was to celebrate our 38th anniversary. And so we got away for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It really put a little sparkle into what was just kind of like, well, we're doing kind of the same thing over and over, and let's shake it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So now, do men bear more of a responsibility here to surprise their wives than wives do with their husbands, or is it a two-way street?
I think it's definitely a two-way street.
It's definitely a two-way street, but clearly, for guys like me, I'll just speak for myself. I mean, Cindy has always been the more creative one and with the great ideas in terms of things we can do and not do. But this one, I could tell, as Cindy was saying, there was a little doldrum in the past few months here. And I had stored this idea away for literally a year and a half. But it was in my inbox, my phone, and I thought, I'm going to pull this one out and throw down the trump card on this one. And it really turned out really, really well. But I would suggest to all the guys out there, you know, start talking to your friends, taking notes and asking them, what are some good ideas? What are the things that you are doing to add a little spice to your marriage and just things that would be fun for the two of you? And just begin making a little storehouse of ideas. I mean, that there on Channel 8 years ago, there was a little segue that they used to do on the news called the One Tank Trip. And these are just one tank trip ideas that you could do on 1 gallon, not 1 gallon, but rather one tank of gas. And they were just fun little getaway things. Mm-hmm. And it was just a lot of fun to do.
So now what do you say to the couple that's experiencing financial struggle? And if somebody came home and said, surprise, we're going away for the weekend, the other one might have a heart attack. So what do you, how do you do this in a way that's not going to break the bank? Or what do you say to the financially strapped couple?
Sure. Well, first of all, you know, one of the examples I gave was just like we just started taking walks in different directions. That costs us nothing. Plus, we need to take walks. We need to exercise. Maybe it's just going. We have so many things in this city. You can go downtown. You can go to Edgewater Park. You can go find all the Cleveland signs. You can go for a cup of coffee, which isn't for a whole weekend where you're spending money for a hotel. You know, start to be creative and list a couple of things that you would like to do. And one of the things, this is maybe a little bit in reverse here, but one of the things I started to do, it was actually in 2006, it was actually April 1st, and Joe was just selling his practice. The reason he was selling his practice was so that we could do more ministry. And I remember thinking at that time, we're going to have a lot more free time because he was going to be working less. He was going to be working for the person who bought the practice. And so I made up a little, sort of a three, it's not a binder like with the three holes in it. It's a little bit nicer. I got it at a paper store so that I could make it like a little bit of a scrapbook. And what I began doing was every time we got to do something that was a little out of the ordinary because we now had some free time, I began putting it in this book. And I would say it's like halfway full. But it would be things like one time going to see the Ohio State Marching Band someplace. One time it was Celine Dion. One time it was a movie. I'm just kind of going through here real quick. Once was seeing the Cavaliers. Now, these are things we might do during the year, but these were things, you know, even when he was working. But then I began to write it down. But let me tell you why I wrote it down. That is because sometimes we forget the things we actually get to do. And so when I look through this, I am so pleasantly surprised at the many wonderful things we got to do. Not all of them are spending money. Some of them are, as you know, we say, taking a walk around the block, buying a cup of coffee, something not very expensive. And so for me personally, of course, I just put my little thing from this weekend in here last night, and I'm just remembering the things that we did. So as I look through this, I can say, oh, we did do some fun things. Because when you get kind of caught in that sort of doldrum place, you know, your marriage starts to feel the sort of weight of that. And so I'm very thankful that Joe was kind of noticing and that he took the initiative, if you will, to put a little spark and adventure and surprise, excitement, something to look forward to. Even if a couple were to say right now and sat down together and said, hey, you know, I'm just feeling kind of low. I feel like, you know, we haven't really done anything. You know, and let me just say, Joe and I do a lot of different things, but a lot of it is ministry. And when you serve, sometimes you need to serve your marriage. And that's where I feel like it was a really good weekend that we got to enjoy. Mm-hmm. And we got to be just us, not, you know, us plus 500 people that we're speaking to that all have needs, you know?
Yeah.
And we
yeah.
love doing that. There's no complaint there at all. We love doing that. But sometimes couples need to take that time away. And even if it's not away, if you have children, you know, can you barter with another family who has, and we've said this before, Brian, you cannot barter your five children
no.
with two others another
yeah.
time. You have to take an extra turn. But do you have a family you can trust that you can say, hey, we'll watch your kids for an overnight, even if you don't go anywhere, but just, you know, plan some time here. And the other thing was we took nothing with us in terms of work, reading. It was just us. And that was really, you know, life building.
Yeah.
Some great tips again from Joe and Cindy Farini in their My Marriage Matters segment. You guys, how can listeners get a hold of you?
Well, the best way would be we would love for them to come to Facebook at My Marriage Matters. Click like, and you'll get little postings daily, Monday through Friday, about 9 o'clock in the morning. We have some really fun ones this week. I've already posted them ahead of time, so I think they'll be kind of fun. If you have a question, the best place would be through our website at joeferrini.com or cindyferrini.com. That way it comes to us directly, and we respond directly from our own personal email. And I think one of the challenges that I would give couples today is to sit down and talk and just sort of analyze where you're at and see what is going to bring some life to your marriage and fill up that tank. Mm-hmm. And what would that look like for you? It may look different than it would for us or for Brian or for Kathleen, but that's not important. What's important is what will fill it up for you.
All right. Thanks, you guys. We look forward to having you back next week.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.